SullysPub.com.
Now, back to Sebastian in the Morning on The Rock, 106.9 WCCC.
Yeah. How are you?
839, I'm the real Tom Jones. 525 WCCC, the telephone number. Joining us now, he's still riding. He's John Clark. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Where are you today?
Well, I'm at home in my kitchen talking to you.
Oh, did you finish your bike trip?
I finished it yesterday. Yes, sir.
And how did it go?
It was really exhilarating. It was a tremendous experience. A lot of ups and downs, though, I'll tell you that.
Now, I was under the impression, but partially due to my own stupidity, that you were on a motorcycle. You were on a regular bike, correct?
Oh, yes, a bicycle. Pedal power.
Because you didn't ring the bell or anything. That would have been a real big indicator of what you're doing. What kind of bike you got?
Well, it's a road bike. It's a racing bike, but I don't race very often. But gets me around.
How fast can you go on that? I mean, is it a 10 speed?
Well, it's actually more like 22 speeds.
And boy, that's got to hurt, though, when you're going up hills.
Well, the average miles per hour is somewhere between 10 and 16, but I can go down a hill at 40, 45 miles an hour if I choose to. I don't do that very often.
Did you ever fall off?
Not when I'm going down a hill, no. There's occasionally there's little things that happen.
You wear a helmet?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Oh, yes. No, don't go on the road on a bicycle without a helmet on.
And you went from where to where? Where did you start? Where'd you end?
I started in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
And you ended at your own house?
No, I ended in Washington, D.C.
Well, then how'd you get back to Connecticut?
Well, I had a family member come down in a car and pick me up and bring me home, which was very nice.
That's cheating.
Especially considering all the airline problems that existed yesterday all over the country.
Yeah, but you put the bike on the car then?
Oh, just stuck it in the back end. It was a station wagon.
You must have been very guilty taking that ride home.
Not at all. I just wanted to get home.
So how much money did you collect?
Well, right now this year is around $15,000. And for the 10-year effort that I've been doing this, it's $150,000 and over 13,000 miles on the road.
Now, I mentioned this morning, and I'm already getting a lot of heat from it, that people shouldn't donate money to muscular dystrophy for Jerry's kids because that show's been on television for 42 years. And they're not any closer today to finding a cure than they were then. If you can give billions and trillions and zillions of dollars to medical research where they're all working on one disease and they get nowhere, I mean, it's time to just say give up and stop and maybe try a different method.
Now, well, I don't think that's the case at all. The Alzheimer's Association is dealing with a very difficult problem with the disease that they're trying to conquer. And there are alternative situations. There are medical answers also, and there's lots of stuff in the pipeline. And we're kind of all like pioneers here.
Well, I think in terms of Alzheimer's, from everything that I've read, you know, they're not going to find a cure for it anytime too soon, but they might be able to develop, if they haven't already, some ways to prevent getting it. I mean, have you done any research into mercury and I mean, did your wife have a lot of mercury fillings or anything like that in her mouth?
No, it's a situation where, we're pioneers, we're all trying to work together, and people can find all kinds of information about all of this information on my website, rideforalzheimers.com.
What websites have you researched regarding Alzheimer's in terms of how you can get that in the first place?
Well, the Alzheimer's Association website is the one that I pretty much...
that's the last place you go because, I mean, that's pretty much a gossip column. And they're going to sell you a line of BS that, you know, that it's just one of those things that strikes people indiscriminately. And I just don't think that's the case.
Well, it's just something we're working on. It's a tough, tough disease to conquer. And we're doing the best we can with what we have.
All right. Well, I wish you luck. But, you know, look into a guy named Boyd Haley. He's one of the pioneers in the belief that dental fillings and all kinds of extra mercury and aluminum in your system is a strong contributing factor towards getting that disease, and I wish you luck with that, okay?
Well, I just want to mention that the time is not wasted here and the money either. It takes a tremendous amount of time and effort to accomplish what we want to. And my website, rideforalzheimers.com, is a place people can go to find out what exists now for people having to deal with the disease in their families.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a waste of time. I just think that too many people, when it comes to disease, you know, look for ways to cure something as opposed to looking for ways to prevent it happening in the first place. And, well, and that's the systemic thing about just about every disease that people seem to forget about.
Well, I think that's what we're trying to do. And if people are interested and want to find out what it's all about, they could go to my website and they could make online donations or write a personal check. All the information is there.
All right. Best of luck to you. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks.
All right. He's got tunnel vision.
Yes.
Here is, I can't see it for Terrell. What's up, Terrell?
Hey, Sebastian.
Long